When the bus boycott come along in 1953, I was happy to help with that. We met with Mr. Matthews and Reverend Jemison and others. We had meetings, and I was available to get out and drive up and down the road, take people where they had to go. It's like a daily job. It was a pleasure, you know. My oldest daughter, when she got out of high school, she had a little summer job working over at King's Laundry. And this was after the boycott, she told me. She got on the bus and she sat in the front. There wasn't any seats, but some way to the back. And the bus pulled over the side, and after a while, about five cars of policemen drove up. They got on the bus. I said, "Why?" You said, "Yes." She said, "Well, I can sit here." They made her get in the back. That was our experience of the bus.